So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. It's Dan Latta. It is Friday. I had to double check it was actually Friday then, but it is definitely Friday today. This is the Mindset and Hustle Show. Welcome if you're watching, if you listen to this on a podcast, and welcome as well. And in today's show, I want to talk to you about some goal setting and this little habit that people have of waiting until the end of the year and then kind of writing down some goals or making New Year's resolutions. Like what is it, January the 14th, I think, is the day that most people's resolutions, on average, that's the day that most people's resolutions just come out the window. Resolutions are complete and utter rubbish. I haven't made them since I was about 14. It used to be a good thing because my mum and dad said so, and I kind of understood what was going on. It's like just the most ridiculous thing ever. So there's better alternatives, and that's what we're going to discuss today. But the bigger thing is that you shouldn't be waiting until the end of the year to even think about goal setting. It's like, and I just literally recorded a video on the way to basketball about this, but why do we pick this arbitrary time? When's New Year's Eve? End of December. Okay, why? Well, when we go around the sun, we work back a bit every year, and that's the end of the year. Said who? Well, some blokes a couple of thousand years ago. Okay, well, why the end of January? December even? Why not the end of January? Why not July? Why not the 25th of October? Happy New Year. Why is it suddenly, you know, it's this end of year and everyone gets excited and woohoo, be happy. Why? It's a new year. What does that mean? What do you mean it's a new year? It's a new year every single day. It's a new year, decade every single day. 10 years from now, it's the 20th of December. 10 years from now, it'll be the 20th of December, 2029. We're about to start a new decade. It makes no difference. It could be 1 o'clock. It could be 5 p.m. It makes no difference. Why do we choose this arbitrary time? No, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to get some paper. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to write my goals. It's the end of the year. What a load of rubbish. What are you talking about? And then we wonder why 95% of people are poor, 95% of people haven't got plans, and 95% of people haven't got goals, and why everything goes wrong for most people. Instead of actually planning, which should occur every single day. Every single day, you should be planning what is going on. How am I performing to my plan? Okay, income's coming in, weight loss, that's coming in. Oh, my numbers are down on the number of people I've engaged with this week. Let's get that up. Let's run that. These are signposts along the way, on the journey to getting whatever you call success, whatever that might be. 8% body fat, £1 million of property, £10 million of property, £10 grand a month coming in. Whatever that happens to be for you, you should be checking in with this every single day. Maybe not on weight loss, because checking in every day can go up and down. But hey, I check in on weight loss every single day. I put a little bit of weight back on, okay, because my mind's been elsewhere. Here we are on the Mindset Show. My mind's been elsewhere, not on losing weight. It's got a lot cooler. I'm drinking a lot less water. I'm not working out. I'm just really off fasting. And I'm checking it, and it's like reinforcing it. And yet, checking it every day is allowing me to understand exactly where I am and make allowances for myself. It's coming up to Christmas, and we've got a week of eating fat food, basically. All food is fat, but of eating foods at the wrong times and wrong types and all of this kind of thing, and it's okay. And then in January, guess what we've planned? Once we've finished the holiday experience, which is on the 1st of Jan for that month, we're hitting the gym really hard and losing the weight and shredding. Brilliant. But why wait until the end of December? Like, I'm only doing that because we lost weight going into Christmas and that kind of thing, and then we're going to put a little bit back on. That's all allocated. It's all planned for. It's all goal set. And then we're going to strip that down in January. That's why we've done it. And then what about in February or March? What's the body fat looking like? And what's that going to look like in June when we're going into summer to have that beach body ready? And I know people go, whatever body you've got, it's beach body ready. And I would agree with that. I just don't want to be overweight on a beach. That's me personally. If you want to be that, that's fine. That's up to you. But for me, that's not what I want. But we have that forecasted for the next 12 months. What is that going to look like? What are the targets going to look like? What's the weight? What's the body fat? All of that is targeted for the next 12 months. Then we talk about money. I was checking the cash flow forecast again this morning, like I do every single day. We've got money coming in, we've got money going out, we've got fire doors going in, we've got a change of tenants, new tenant wants some carpets put in and stuff redecorated, which we've agreed to, and we've put the rents up on the first phase, and we're going to go up again because we're only a 7-month tenant. They're going to go up again by another £200 a month when we get to July and August. Students come in, so it means we can do. So all of that has to be planned so that we know who's coming in, the furniture's going in, spending a couple of grand on furniture to get that extra rental uplift, which will then reset the amount of rent available in that area and pushes everybody else up as well. We do all that, but it's all cash flow forecasted, and everything that we do is forecasted, as it should be. And I'm sure I've mentioned this before, but I've actually gone through, what is that? So I'm 47. It's not quite a 30-year, because it takes me up to 75, but I've cash flow forecasted to the age of 75. I'm 47, okay? Now, obviously, those numbers further on, they get a bit more vague, and it's all based on what I do today. If I don't hit my targets today, I ain't hitting those targets in 30 years. That's why I do them for 30 years, because it serves as a reminder. If I want this to happen at age 60, right here, age 60, we're buying 40 properties in that 1 year, 2032. That's the plan. If I don't do what I need to do now, I won't be hitting that 40 properties purchased. And that's quite hard to do. It's like 3.5 properties a month. I get that. That's actually quite hard to do. And that's fine. We enjoy the challenge. But if I don't do what I'm supposed to do today, cash flow wise, there is no chance that's going to be 40. It might only be 10, or it might only be 20, it might only be 38. Heck, if I get ahead of the game, that 40 might be 60. Like, who the heck knows? To put it into context, the reason why we're doing all this cash flow forecast is not because of how I want to live today or tomorrow or the next month or the month after. It's how am I going to live when I'm 60, 65, 70? Where's the cash coming from to pay for the yacht? Where's the cash coming from to have a villa in Thailand and a villa in Spain, which we've already got, and a nice house in England, and where else we want to live? Miami. What about the pad in Miami? How's that going to look? And where's the money coming from for that? That's why we cash flow forecast. Yes, it helps us today, because as I look at the forecast for this month, I can see where the money's coming from, where the money's going. I can see all of that. It comes up on there. And then next month, I can look at that, and I'm looking down at my laptop here, and I can go, okay, next month, we've got this going out here, this investment here, this on this refurb, these on the safety procedures that we're now upgrading because we want to get extra safe with Grenfell going on and so on. So we're upping some of the properties there. But all of this has to get done. And the reason why we can do it is that it gets done because of our cash flow. We understand what's going on. So mentally, it allows me to understand where I am, what I should be doing. And we've spoken about this before. If I'm feeling negative, I can go and look at my cash flow forecast. It perks me up a bit. Because I'm like, wow, that's looking really positive. What can we use that for? What charity work can we do with this extra cash now, that spare cash coming in from me? We can work all that out. So the point here is that you shouldn't have to wait until the end of the year in order to do this, and then you're not allowed to do it until December next year. Hell, you should be on a goal-setting day once every 2 months, where you go in and you reset your goals, at least once every 2 months. I'm doing it every single day on my own. But I'm talking about if you can go somewhere and write down your goals, like just do a goal setting day. That's it. Nothing else. Pure goal setting. You will accelerate your results like nothing else. So, very short one today, but I just wanted to nip the bud on this idea of doing end of year goal setting and resolutions. It's such a stupid word. New Year's resolutions. I'm going to lose some weight. Well, how much weight and when and how? So what is the plan exactly? Do you know what I mean? If that's what you want to do, that's why you do the goal setting. All right, I hope that's useful for you. A very short one today. Got lots on the countdown to Christmas. But I hope that's useful, and we'll speak to you soon. My name's Dan Latter. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.